remember a few years ago, I was 19 years old, and I was reading through Matthew, and I read these verses, and it frightened me. I was 19, it was just before I was saved, and it frightened me because I asked myself, well, who will enter? Who will Jesus call in? So who will enter? On that day when we stand before God, what will we have to say for ourselves? What will you have to say for yourselves? Jesus said here in the reading, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven. Many will say to me on that day, Lord, Lord, did we not? And Jesus will tell them plainly, I never knew you. Away from me, you evildoers. Now, I hope you can see why I was terrified when I read those words. I thought I was doing okay. I thought, I was good. I was kind to people. But here, even those who did things in his name, they would be rejected. So what will you and I have to show for ourselves when we stand before God? 3.5 years ago, I was doing my degree in Swansea University, and I came to my final year, my final exams, and I was very confident with my final exam. I thought I could do very well in it. I thought I could get the highest marks in my course. I knew this module inside out. And the night before the exam, all confident in myself, I thought I don't need to revise, I don't need to do any of that. One of my course mates knocked on my door, and he was afraid and nervous, asking me, Henry, can you help me? Tomorrow is the last exam. I have no idea how I'm going to do in it. So I spent the next few hours with him explaining as much as I could about the module and everything. And when I left him late that night, I was feeling sorry for him, thinking to myself, well, he's not going to pass this exam. He doesn't know what he's doing. He's got nothing. Even the pass mark was only 40%, and I still thought he could not achieve it. So we did the exam, and a few weeks later, the result came out. And guess what happened? Well, I failed the exam, and badly. I was put in my place. And I started trying to reason with myself. How could I fail? I knew it inside out. I need to ask for a remark. The examiner had no idea what he was doing. But the fact was, no matter how confident or how sure I was, I failed that exam. And nothing else could change that. Then later that day, the course mate I helped the night before called me and told me that he passed. But not just 40%, he got 86% on it. He had nothing going for him the night before. He was scared, nervous. But he put his head in a book and he did all he could. And I had all the confidence in the world. Well, I failed. But he passed with the highest marks. Now, who amongst you this morning is confident in yourself? That on that day, you will pass through the gates of heaven. Perhaps someone here will attempt to say, Lord, did I not go to church every Sunday? Sure, I can come in. Or someone will say, Lord, Lord, did I not read my Bible every day? Did I not pray every day? Did I not go to church, just not on Sundays, but on Wednesdays? I'm sure I've done enough to come in. If this is all you have to show for yourself, Jesus will say to you, depart from me, you evil doer. I never knew you. Even if I cry out on that day, Lord, I've preached in your name and served you in Town Hill Baptist Church, not even that would get me into heaven. So who will enter? This world loves to tell us to be proud of ourselves. When we go to job interviews, we are required to big ourselves up. We're required to say how good we are, how much of an asset we're going to be to the company or organization we're interviewing for. And employers, they buy into that. They want to hear how good you are. But before God, talking about how good we are, how good we have been, it's probably the most futile thing a sinner could do. When we do something wrong or we don't do something very well, most of us try to find excuses for our shortcomings. And we are happy when people give us the benefit of the doubt. But before God, our excuses would just be sin added to sin. God knows what we're really like. So saying, did we not do this, did we not do that, will not work in heaven. Jesus responded plainly to a did we not in the reading. So if your confidence is in yourselves and in what you have done and in what you do, I tell you there is no room for you in heaven. So who will enter? Jesus said, only the one who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. That is it. If there is a pass mark, this is it. Only the one who does the will of God the Father who is in heaven. His will. He is the one we have to satisfy. He is the one we have to please. Look and consider, look who we have to please. It is God the Creator. He spoke every beautiful thing into existence. What can we do? How can we please such a Creator in ourselves? Look who we have to satisfy, the one who sits on the throne of heaven. Angels worship him day and night and they never stop. How can we satisfy such majesty in ourselves when we so easily disappoint one another? How can we satisfy God and please him in ourselves? God, he is holy, 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 perfect, right and just in all his ways. And he is the judge who will judge us in accordance to his own standard. And what is his standard? His standard is perfection. And since none of us can claim perfection, who will enter his kingdom? Is what we're doing here today enough? Is who we are? Are we pleasing to God and satisfying to him? The thing is, we need to fear him who has the power to kill us and throw us into hell. This is serious. This is reality. This is life, a matter of life and death, heaven or hell. So who will enter? Today I want to tell you that you can enter. It is by doing the will of God the Father. The good news is he has made his will known to us. His will is that you would turn to him through his only begotten Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. We sang the song, knowing you, Jesus, there is no greater thing. That is God's will, that we would turn to him through the Lord Jesus Christ at the foot of the cross. We've learned the verses, John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him will not perish but have eternal life. That is his will, to believe in his Son. John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. That is the Father's will, to come to him through Jesus. John 3:3-5 says, no one can see the kingdom of God unless they are born again. No one can enter the kingdom of God unless they are born of water and the Spirit. That is God's will, that we are changed and transformed, regenerated. One of my favorite verses is John 3:17, which says, "For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him." So we have nothing of ourselves to offer. We have nothing to show of ourselves, because this is just wicked in here, wickedness in here. But this is why Jesus came, to save the world through him. So you who say you are going to heaven, I ask you, why are you going to heaven? Why will Jesus let you in? And I tell you, only through Jesus can you enter heaven. The light of the world who stepped down into darkness. He opened our eyes and let us see. Now what did he open our eyes to see? We know the verse, 2 Corinthians 5:17, God made him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. This is how we can enter. When God the Father sees the righteousness, the goodness of his Son on us, that is how we can enter. Because there is no goodness of ourselves. Only when God the Father sees the goodness of his beloved Son on us. Oh, I long to hear Jesus say to me, "I know you, Henry. Come in. I have prepared a place for you." Don't you long to hear Jesus call you by name? If you don't know Jesus as your Savior, you will be hearing the chilling words, "Depart from me. I never knew you." Don't be the one Jesus says that to. Jesus said, "Repent and believe the gospel, for the kingdom of God is at hand." Again, I say it's serious. I urge you, now is the time to turn to him. Now is the time to live for him. So turn to Jesus and rest on all he has done on that cruel cross. Heard in the children's story today how precious the Lord Jesus is. He is that precious, because only through him can we enter heaven. And I pray that his goodness may be counted as yours. So who will enter? Only the one who trusts in Jesus. Amen. We will sing our final hymn, "And Can It Be That I Should Gain an Interest in the Savior's Blood?"